come on, let's go over to Romans chapter 8, and I've got a message. I'm going to share some things with you. And Romans chapter 8, this has been on my heart to minister for a long time. And Romans chapter 8, beginning there in verse 35. So if you're in the book of Romans, roam on over there, find verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? There's a question. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. I'll tell you, they were in Babylonian captivity, Israel was, and it was viewed that way. Israel was viewed as the scum of the earth. You realize that? And you know that the Jewish nation had been viewed that way back in the 40s and before. You remember that? You talk about discrimination. It was bad. The discrimination that the Jewish people faced during that time, some have tried to write it off and say, it didn't really happen. That's a lie. It did happen. I knew a woman who was in either Dachau or Auschwitz, I forget which one, but she pulled her shirt sleeve up and showed me the numbers on her arm from that concentration camp. And that just, I grabbed her arm and I'm like, oh my gosh. She said, yeah, I was a young girl, you know, when I was in there. But they put the markings on everybody. That was real. She saw people, family, friends, butchered exterminated like cattle. It horrendous. But Israel was viewed as the scum of the earth, if you will. So here's what's being said. For thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. What's the next verse say? Nay, or no. No, 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 no. You know what? It's interesting. The Greek word for nay is Allah. Do you know that? A-L-L-A-H. Allah. And that means no. So anytime you hear Allah, uh-uh. Did you get it? Uh-uh. Uh-uh. No, 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 no. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the one true God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. No, 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 no. See, Israel, back in the Old Testament, I mean, they were supposed to take some land, were they not? Yeah, and they were to do it by force. And if you recall back in the book of Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, he said that he would make his name great, speaking to Abram at the time. I'll make your name great. You know how that would happen? That would happen by conquest. Israel's name would become known because of the exploits that God would be able to do through them and the conquering of various people groups that would occur. Those people groups who were, by the way, bent set on exterminating Israel. That spirit's been the same since all the way back in Bible days. That devilish, demonic thing that moved on Hitler and the hatred that he had for the Jewish people. The same spirit, if you're not careful. I ministered on Wednesday night about racial reconciliation. We've talked about racial divide and how that the enemy's trying to sow that into our nation again, and how we are not putting up with it, and how that is just so sinful, and how Christians need to recognize and understand that, hey, we are children of God, whether our skin color is one or the other, or, you know, there's how many different shades of I was going to say of pale, but that's not it. A whiter shade of, No. But there's different shades of skin, and we're all God's creation. So come on, you know, especially as the church needs to stand on top of that demonic entity that's trying to produce hatred, and even church people that are being sucked into it. We need to, now I'm not saying here, but I know throughout the country, throughout the world, people are getting pulled into that in a righteous indignation of some sort. But be careful. If it flip-flops and you start having a disdain for another race of people because of what's going on, you can't do that. We are supposed to walk in love and show the character of Christ and be the light and be the salt. Amen. So what are you doing? Are you being the light? Are you being the salt? Well, God's the light. Yes, he is, but he's in you, is he not? Let him shine. Thank you, Jesus. But Israel went through this. Pharaoh was not going to let Israel free except by force. You can find that in Exodus chapter 3, verse 19. And then I want you to turn to Genesis 13, because today, as believers in 2020, Genesis chapter 13, this is an interesting portion of Scripture here, but there is a principle that I want you to get, and I want you to not forget. In Genesis 13, this is that portion of Scripture. Abram and Lot. Now, I will tell you this. You can find it in Isaiah, was it 51, I believe? Maybe verse 2. Where did I write it down? Yeah, 51 verses 1 and 2, that Abram was called alone and he was not supposed to take Lot with him. Remember? Lot was one of these who would take advantage of a situation. And he was just kind of riding his uncle's coattails is what it was. And God said, don't take anybody with you. Okay, you remember that. Now, in verse 14, this is when, all right, Lot chose the plain of Jordan back in verse 11. He let Lot choose. And verse number 14, Abram was going to choose. Then after that, the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where thou art northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Do you see that? And to thy seed forever. So the principle is this. What Abraham could see, Abraham could have. Whatever he could see, he could have. Wouldn't that be something? If somebody came to you today and said, and you're standing on a plane. Now, a plane indicates, it's like you can see a long ways, right? Okay? As far as you can see until it just seems to go away. As far as you can see, I'm going to give it to you. It'd be even cooler if you're up on a really tall mountain. But the principle is this, whatever you can see, I'm going to give it to you, the north, the south, the east, and the west. And that principle applies to us as believers today. If you can't see it in the Word, if you don't have an uncovering of the revelation of what the Word says, you'll never obtain what the Word promises. So who today has need of healing in their body? Who today has need of a financial blessing in their life? Who today has a need regarding peace of mind? Whatever it may be, whatever the situation, if you can see it in the Word and it's uncovered to you, you know, it's like in some cases, it's the devil's blinded the eyes of people and they can't see lest the glorious gospel's revealed to them. Well, I'll tell you something. The enemy tries to blind people to the truth. This racial stuff that's going on out there in the world, the devil has blinded people and can't see the good in others. It's always easy to find the bad stuff in people. I mean, we can always find something that somebody does wrong. As nice of a man as I am, you might come to my, amen, Larry, thank you, Lord. You might come to my house and see something that you just don't think I'm doing right. and not agree with it. And if you're not careful, you could nitpick about it. You might not like my hair today. And I will tell you, I'll go on record saying I really don't care. Amen. But the fact is, you might not like something about the person. If you start looking around the room, you can find something wrong with everybody in here. And when you do that, now you're setting yourself up as the judge. Joe, I would say Joe Judge, but Joe was sitting right there. See, Marty had a illustrated that he did years ago about Joe Judge. So, Joe doesn't judge. Thank you, Lord. But you become the judge, the jury. And I'll tell you what, you don't want to go there. We're not called to be judges over one another. We are called to gain a revelation. And the revelation that I believe that we as the body of Christ need today is that of being overcomers. This whole pandemic thing, the reason that I look at the pandemic, and I look at it with disdain, y'all, I do. I'm not looking at it as this has been such a blessing. No, not at all. I don't like what I see. I don't agree with sickness. You know that. But the fact is, I'm an overcomer in his sight. You are overcomers in his sight. And we have to continue to rest in that and know that we are those overcomers. Now, we'll do the things. You know, I was, in fact, I was listening to a pastor yesterday who I feed off of. He's from up north. And he was teaching some stuff, and he was talking about the situation right now and how Romans 13 brings out the fact that the powers that be or the authorities that are ordained of God. Now, I want you to understand something about that. That's talking about the office. It's talking about the office. Remember Paul saying that he exalted his office? You remember that? Do you realize that the office of the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist, all those offices should be elevated, not the person in them. We elevate the office. We elevate the gift. So the office of governor, the office of president, of even mayor in our local place here needs to be respected. Now, do we always agree with everything that they say or do? No, of course not. I don't always agree with my wife. Uh-oh. And then she tells me why what I'm saying is totally wrong, you know. But what he was saying was, you know, it's like, okay, we're gonna honor the office. Not always is the person who's put in that office the right person for the office. But there's a process to get them out and get somebody else in, right? And what's that called? It's the old battle. I was going to say the old battle box. It's not the old battle box. It's a ballot box. It's a battle, all right. So overcomers in his sight. You and I are called to be overcomers. Israel was called to overcome. You and I are called to overcome. We have to be equipped to fight, but you need a revelation knowing who you are in Christ in order to walk as an overcomer. You can't just say, I'm going to be an overcomer and never get in the Word, because your faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. So, you know, there's a process of being built up in this thing. And then you pray in the Spirit and you're built up on your most holy faith. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's just like exercising. It's just like when you begin to diet, I got to lose some weight. And so you back off a few meals and your body starts to go, uh-oh, he's going to starve me. I better store up some stuff. Right? That's why I've always been taught, and Anna has said, you know, you gotta exercise, yes, but you have to eat, but you don't just starve yourself in order to drop weight in a healthy way. And so anyway, my body went into starvation mode a few times. Now, years ago when I was about that wide, it was no big deal. Other than that, my pants would start to drop, you know what I'm saying? But the fact is, your body begins to, kind of shut down, and it'll say, I got to store up some fat here because the cold winter's coming, you know. And so you try that, and you start to diet. You don't see immediate results. And so you start going, well, what in the world's going on here? I'm doing this thing. Why is this not happening? Why am I not showing the kind of results? It's a gradual process. It's a gradual process as you get the revelation of being an overcomer in Christ. You're not going to just walk in the kind of authority that somebody who knows their rights in Christ and has been walking in it for a long time. There is a difference. Now, as a baby Christian, people can get away with stuff, and, you know, and do things that, you know, well, so-and-so did this. Well, so-and-so got away doing something that wasn't even scriptural, and it was the mercy of God that intervened. You remember me saying a few weeks back that Paul had mercy extended to him when he was a blasphemer? But the mercy of God came. Somebody said, well, that's grace. No, it wasn't. It was mercy. Grace, for by grace are you saved through faith. Mercy comes when you're not even believing. You weren't even believing. You were not developed enough to know enough to believe. You stepped out and did something, and it wasn't right, and the mercy of God covered you. Now, don't go teaching that as doctrine. Well, I did this. I pulled my glass off and smashed them under my toes, and God healed my eyes. You know, that was the mercy of God. You didn't anymore have the faith to do that. Well, and then you preach that as doctrine, and others go around doing it, you're going to be responsible for a whole lot of pairs of glasses. Amen. Well, amen anyway. Yeah, well, you know, I'm choosing to step out. You step out in faith according to the faith that you have. Yeah. Oh, I could start a church. I could build a building. You know what? It's one thing to get it done. It's another thing to maintain it. I've known people that have built buildings and in a few short years were gone because they couldn't maintain it. You know, you got to do what the Lord tells you to do. And if you do something the Lord doesn't tell you to do, you might as well count on it failing. Amen? Well, you guys are really fired up today. Hallelujah. It's okay. I'm going to teach it to you anyway. So here's something you need to, in your walk of being an overcomer, avoid angry people. Stay away from angry people. You got to stay away from angry people. Angry people will pull you. Unless it's righteous anger and anger against the devil, we're told to be angry and sin not. The only way you can do that is if your anger is directed toward the right entity. And you can be as angry as ever at the devil. But people that are angry at people, I stay away from folk like that. Because that'll get off on you. Need to be very, very aware of that. So separate yourself. Evil communications, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 says, evil communications corrupt in your life. In other words, people that aren't living and walking uprightly, don't hang out with them. It'll affect your faith, and it'll stop you from overcoming. Amen. Come on. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. So in this battle, in this overcoming that you and I are to walk as, there are two things that we need to consider. Two things that run the world and the systems here in the world, and it's cause and effect. Have you ever noticed that? You look, there's cause and there's effect, right? Right? Cause and effect. The effect is what you see in the natural. The cause is what's behind it that made it happen. Now, for you and I, we need to understand what the cause behind things. We understand the devil is trying to manipulate people. The devil is trying to use people. All this racial stuff that's going on, that's not God. God's not behind this pandemic either. Well, God can use stuff that the enemy meant for bad. That's Genesis 50, verse 20. We know that. He can turn a bad situation around, but God's not the author of it. Amen. So it's not a blessing to us. But you have to be very careful that you realize what's behind what you see going on in the earth today. There's a book out there. I don't know if it's gone already. Did somebody get the Troublemaker book? Anybody grab that? It's still out there? It's a good book. That's one of the first ones I ever read from Kenneth Copeland. Recognizing who the troublemaker is. Who's the troublemaker? Some people think it's God doing it to teach him something. And God's not the one causing you trouble. God is not the one behind your problems, but the devil is. So, okay, well, Pastor Dan, in all that, cause and effect. Well, the effect is what we see in the natural. The cause is behind. You and I have something to do with this cause. The cause for you is in the spirit. The world doesn't understand the battle that's going on, nor the realms that we're dealing with, the spiritual realm and the natural realm. They think, well, you know, those kooky Christians. I remember the guy that time that put your pool in years ago, and you were talking about angels, and he thought you were a little bit wacko. He waited to let that be known until after he cashed Dad's check. I know that. Yeah, boy. Until you get in a situation where you need one of those kooky Christians to pray for you that believes in supernatural protection and your life is spared. Wow. The world mocks that. The world mocks the spiritual stuff. They make it like, Twilight Zone, you know. Well, little do they know, there is another realm. There definitely is. It's going to be a rude awakening for many if they don't wake up to the have an awakening in their lives to the gospel and the goodness of God. Amen. So the cause is for us in the spirit. The effect is something that we see in the earth. Now, faith takes things from the spirit or the invisible and brings them into the natural, right? Faith is the, what is it? It's the substance of things hoped for. What is it? The evidence of things not seen. So faith takes things from the invisible and makes them manifest. If you want to know what's in the invisible, you have to go to the Word. This is an inventory of what's available in the invisible. Amen? There are things in the natural that are talked about in the Word. Of course there are. But there are things in the Spirit that you're only going to get through this. You don't get it from some psychic's book over here on this, that, or the other, or transcendental meditation. I know people aren't talking a lot about that these days, but that was never of God either. Or these other occultic practices and things that people get into. I mean, come on now. As believers, you need to get in and find this is the inventory of things that are available. This is where the outline of all the rights that you have in Christ Jesus are made available right here. And if you're not spending time in this, you've got time for the newspaper, you've got time for the television or the internet, and never time for this, you're going to be one really weak Christian. Amen. And we don't want that, do we? Why? Because weakness invariably opens the door to all sorts of trouble. So, all right, praise God. You and I are called, Proverbs chapter 4. Let's go over there. Proverbs 4, verse number 20 reads this way, "My son, attend to my words." Why do people take that so lightly? "My son, attend to my words." Attend. You know, in Hebrew, that literally means to prick up your ears. In other words, pay attention. Get this. Get it. Attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. That's some Hebrew poetry there, but incline means stretch out. You know, you don't want to pull your ears out like that. You know, I remember getting my ear pulled when I was a kid. "You're going to listen to me?" It was Dad, Mom, you know, I'm sure. No, yeah. That woman had strong fingers, I guarantee you. Oh, well, that's child abuse. No, trust me, I had more coming than a little ear jerk, all right? I was just being a little jerk is what it was. You come here. You grab somebody by the ear. It's amazing what you can do with them. Glenn, what you know, they put a ring in a bull's nose. You guys that have livestock, you notice they put a ring in the nose, right? And that's connected to some pretty sensitive material right in there, is it not? So what happens when you pull on the ring? The bull will do what you tell it to do. I remember that story. You're telling me that you got run over by a bull one time. It was coming out of the trailer. No, you were trying to get it into the trailer. And it was about an 1,800, 2,000-pound bull. Bigger than that. At least, yeah. And the bull, I mean, you were leading it. Did you have by the ring? No. No. But it started to come over you and knocked you down and was running over. And I remember you said you reached up and grabbed the ring and jerked that ring, and it popped Glenn back up on his feet because he pulled back. He could have been trampled to death right there in that place. Serious stuff. The ring in the nose. The ring in the nose of a bull, you can control a very powerful animal with a little jerk. Well, that's how my mom controlled me. She would pull on my ear. Amen. Amen. So you guys, I'm sure many of you have stories about how your parents controlled you. Yeah. Why did we need to be controlled? Because we were out of control. And nowadays, like, oh, just let them do it. No, you don't end up like this if you just let them do it. Now, I'm bragging on what God has done in me, but my mama had a hand in that. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Some of you guys, I talked to, and now it's considered old school. Well, I'll tell you, the Bible talks about that kind of thing. The blueness of a wound drives foolishness. Now, it doesn't mean beat them, but it means they need to be corrected, you know? And, yeah, sure. So it drives foolishness from the heart of a child. That's why you have pads on the back end. That's what those were for. I want you to know that walking as an overcomer is not an automatic thing that you're going to always walk in just because it's available to you. Just because it's available to you doesn't mean you're just automatically going to walk in it. You have a right to be healed. Doesn't automatically mean that you're just going to stay healed. Let's take it beyond having a right to be healed and put it where it belongs. We have a right to walk in divine health. With all this stuff floating around and this, you know, and I'll tell you right now, it's going to be another one that'll make the news next year. There is every year. There's something that's out somewhere, you know. But all I want to say to you is don't let fear rule in your life, regardless of what happened with this thing. I mean, you know, regardless of what's down the road somewhere. We can never walk in fear. We need to walk in wisdom. And if that means putting that on, that's no big deal. But we need to stay out of fear. When I put the mask on, I went into Lowe's the other day, and, you know, you can't go in there now without a mask. I mean, you could, but they'll just say, hey, you need to leave. Okay, right. Let me grab my stuff, and I'll just leave and not pay for it. How's that? You know, no, that doesn't work like that. So they want you to wear it. So I put it on. I don't like it. But I put it on, and I'm not going to go in there and chew the guy out because, you know, it's like, whatever. I'll just put it in. It's not worth it to me. I just like, okay, put that on, go. I don't, you know, I'm not sitting here going, I just, whatever, I wear it. I did. Put it on, I go out there, and it's amazing. People are going, what? And I'm like, yeah, okay. I need one that opens up like that, you know. You know, one of those that opens when you eat. Okay, get ready. Let go of the string, a little jerk string. Somebody needs to make some of those. You could sell a ton of them right now. Jerk string. I think it's funny. Anyway, I got to make light of it. I'm not, you know, I think it's funny. Are you an overcomer today? Yes. Spiritually, you are to walk as an overcomer. How are you going to do it in the natural?
Well, I don't know, Pastor Dan.
You're going to put the word in your heart. You're going to walk that word. You're going to stay in love. You can't step out of love and have the covenant rights enacted in your life. So I can't step out of love about any of it. I have to stay in love, so I've got to stay in love, and I have to remember what the word says. And the word's my final authority. But I still have to abide in love. Because as an overcomer, it all is predicated on that walk of love, because it's predicated on the walk of faith. But faith only works by love. Your faith will stop working if you get outside of love. So, do I have a reason to not walk in love? Just like you do every day. Just like you do. It's frustrating sometimes. You know, we've made some adjustments in our lives regarding all of this. We just have. I caught some flack the other day about something I said, and it was misinterpreted, and that's whatever. But we all have a right. You know, remember this. You have a right to your opinion, okay? And I'm not going to come down on you for yours, and you're not going to come down on me for mine. Yeah, but you're the pastor. You got a big bullseye on you. No, not fair, okay? Opinions are opinions. The word is the final authority, so we'll go there. We'll go there. Amen. Now, I just want to be very clear with that. That is the final authority. Amen. But praise God for that. Overcomers. So who's an overcomer in here today? Are you an overcomer? You're going to take the word. You're going to walk in it. You're going to enforce the enemy's defeat. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord has something to do here today yet. And there's in the area of sickness, in the area of some things that are going on. And, you know, I want to give God that opportunity to do just that. To minister in your hearts. To minister on your flesh. David, I told you I'd need that water. She's dry in here today. Thank you, Lord. Marty, why don't you come up here for a minute? Just share what's on your heart this morning, and then I'll take it back after that.
That's interesting. Oh, how's the church doing? Hello, Mr. and Ms. Facebook. Can you handle a little meat? I got a prophetic word to the church. Think you can handle it? Holy Ghost been stirring in me. And he said there's five things that must come back to the church. So this is a prophetic word. It's not an evangelistic word. It's not a teaching word. It's not a suggestion. It's a preaching word. Prophecy and preaching very many times are very similar. Hebrews, the second chapter, says that we are to take heed and to be careful that we continue in the right way and in the right teaching, lest we drift away. I stand before you this morning with the grief of the Holy Spirit that millions of people that once knew Jesus have now drifted away. Some even called themselves ministers of song or word, and have now disclaimed they've renounced their faith. My. So how do you drift away? It's not just a falling away. It's like this. It's like this is where the fire is, and you can't live without the Holy Ghost and the fire. You got to have the fire. You're going to get cold, and then you're going to get lukewarm. You're going to get lukewarm, then you're going to get cold. Got to have the fire. But see how people can just easily start to drift. And this is where the light is. The fire has the light, it has the heat. Five simple things. The first two, you'll probably be okay with. The last three, you might have to chew on them a while. Number one, the preeminence. I need everybody to say preeminence. Let's use another word, superiority. The preeminence of Jesus himself. It's on the sign. When you take that away, you don't have church. Because you just told the head, bye-bye. There is no other way. Colossians 1 says he is preeminent in all things. We are taught by him, nobody else. The ministry gifts are from him. This is one of a decreasing number of local fellowships where true ministry gifts called and anointed and given by Jesus. He himself gave the gift. This is one that still allows ministry gifts. The pastor is wonderful, but there's no such thing as super pastor. There is apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher, and pastor. And I've been a pastor. How do you know the gift? Jesus confirms it. I knew the election in 2016 at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I knew supernaturally as I creep at Ambagista Randagosto, walked and prayed in the Holy Ghost. I don't have a card that says prophet. It's not on my Facebook. But I'm telling you, apostles and prophets still live today. And they are the foundation of the church. The preeminence of Jesus. We must forever stay with our first love, and that's the love of Jesus. Don't ever leave the song, "Oh, how I love Jesus." Number two. Fresh move of the Holy Spirit. We must have. It's not, we're way beyond, we'd like to, well, it'd be fun, da-da-da-da-da. No, it's not about that. It is a matter of extreme urgency and priority. A fresh, without the fresh move of the Holy Spirit, we're just saying words and giving theories and formulas, etc. It is not God. God himself showed up in Acts 2, and when he showed up, the church was birthed. The church was born. We must have the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. I know he's not a ghost. We must have that. He obeyed the Holy Ghost this morning. I said, "Lord, I'll say nothing lest you speak to the pastor." Now, you ready for the next three? Because it's not going to be baby food. Number three, the fear of the Lord must come back to the church. Must come back. In the book of Acts, there was the fear of the Lord. We're not talking about the fear of the world or the fear of COVID or the fear of this or that. We talking about deep awe and reverence for the majesty and the holiness of God, and that awe that says, Lord, you are God and there ain't no other. It ain't Mohammed, it ain't Buddha, it ain't Krishna. It ain't no other man. It ain't some cult leader. It's you, Lord. Nobody but you. And you and nobody but you are the way. And guess what? You do not need to ever be ashamed. That's how you know you got the fear of the Lord. Somebody say, oh, you one of them? Yeah, what about it? Make something of it. Second Corinthians 7:1 says that we're to perfect holiness. Perfect holiness and cleanse ourselves of filthiness in the fear of God. That's talking to the church. That's talking to us. Number four. See, you didn't know I could be so fast. This is called a mini sermon, but it's still a prophetic word. This is to the church at large. It's to the church at large. When you see the church at large, here's what you say. Whoever brings a sinner back from the way of his error, according to James, the fifth chapter, saves that sinner's soul from death and causes a multitude of sins to be forgiven. Ha, ha, ha. The Lord is saying, come back. He's also saying, get back. You better get back. How? Quick. Number four, repentance has to come back. Has to come back. You can't make a comeback without repentance. Without repenting.
Well, now, brother, I just don't believe in that repentance stuff. It just doesn't feel that good.
Well, you step in the fresh move of the Holy Ghost, and it'll be easy to repent. Because you'll be saying, Lord, give me more. You'll be saying, Lord, I want more. I'm so refreshed this morning because I've spent the last 2 days in the true, real presence of the Lord at a ministry conference. And guess what? It didn't last 1 hour. We went till he was through. And that means I was kind of tired physically. Oh, but spiritually. And we prayed and we stood in the gap. And we told the devil he will not win. He will not win in November. No. No. And we prayed in 2016 in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. And don't tell me that a few people praying doesn't make a difference. Woo! I'm telling you, James, the fifth chapter, says the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. Don't look at me like you never heard my teaching on intercession. When we stand in that gap, that bridge is made from earth to heaven and from heaven to earth. See, we're at a point now, saints. We're at a point now where a great awakening is, it's like we're at critical point. We're at just about to fall off the cliff point. I'm not talking about you. I mean, at least you got the lights on this morning. You know what I'm saying? At least you got the lights on so you can see one another. Why the church got to be? Yes, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, Pastor. Wake up
and read your Bible and tell me how much darkness there is in the book of Revelation in heaven. Read the James, the first chapter, and tell me if the church is supposed to be a nightclub. You done gone to meddling now. No. We get to heaven, and heaven's supposed to come to earth. There ain't no darkness in heaven. It's pure light. And like the old song says, now, I might go in the flesh for just a second. I can see clearly now. You know the song. We'll convert that song. That's what we'll do. I can see clearly now because Jesus came. I can see all my way to heaven's home. Oh, whoa, I can see clearly now because I got Jesus, yeah. And it's going to be a bright, sunshiny day. I said, it's a bright, sunshiny day. Where was my harmony? He said in Revelation 3:19 that he chastens those that he loves. He rebukes and corrects, and he said, be zealous and repent. He said, be zealous and repent. Repentance is good. If someone's fallen off the cliff, and many of the churches have closed down by the hundreds. Who in the world hates the church, not the head? This is not a time to close down. This is a time to rise and shine like never before. I feel that. I feel that. Guess what? That's the Holy Ghost. You can feel the Holy Ghost. He'll get all over you. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Remember that song? So we've endured four. Can you handle the last one? I'm looking at the clock. Number five. So we got Jesus, preeminent, fresh move of the Holy Ghost, fear of the Lord, repentance or repent, which means change, turn around. It can mean all kinds of things. But it's definitely going to produce good fruit. Said in Acts 3:19, repent and that times of refreshing would come from where? The presence of the Lord. There's that fresh move. It involved repentance. Number five, humility has to come back. Jesus said it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Jesus said, apart from my Father, I can do nothing. So how can we? That's humility. I'm going to illustrate. How come we can't bow our knee? It's not religion. If you feel the need to bow your knee. I don't mean as a ritual. We ain't talking about an ism. I don't want to say what the ism is. Everybody knows. Up, down, all around. We're not talking about religion here. We're talking about real. We're talking about real. That's the difference. One is real, one is religion. When you study out religion in James and the Greek, it means ceremonial observance. Boring. Peter said,
We are to be clothed with humility. It is to submit to God. It is to humble ourselves. So the church must come back to being clothed with humility, which says, it ain't none about me. You said it this morning. See, this church, you've got it right, but it has to be in here. And then in here, and then in here. It ain't none about me. It's all about you. All. Everybody say all. Not part, not a little bit. And that will once and for all debunk your little compartmentalized Christianity.
Well, Lord, this 24/7 thing is just too much. Can't do 24/7.
Ain't no use you going to heaven then. We talking about forever. Talking about forever. Oh, yeah. Talking about forever. We talking about forever. Hey, that makes 24/7 look rinky-dink. I'm listening. So those last three, I want you to say them. Let's make a confession.
I don't know about this confession stuff.
How you think you got saved, brethren and sisterin? Duh. And what about Jesus say,
well, you ain't gonna confess me. I don't know if I'm gonna confess you. That's putting it in modern day.
So let's confess this day,
this day,
this way, right here, right now, whoopee. I want you to get happy before you said it. I choose the fear of the Lord. I choose to repent. I choose deep humility. In the name of Jesus, right now. Thank you, Lord. I choose those three, and I will preach them to the rest of the body of Christ so we can see a fresh, great awakening. Hallelujah! I didn't know all that was going to come out, Pastor.
Hey, I didn't.
Guess what? I'm going to hug you, Pastor.
Yeah, we're buddies. Yeah. Yeah, he bopped me on the head years ago and said, go. And I've been going ever since. So, praise God. I tell you, as believers, I mean, what he's just talking about right here, that arrests your attention is what happens. And because so often we get kind of caught in a little, like, pattern, you know, and it's comfortable pattern.
Ho-hum.
Uh-huh, ho-hum. We need the whoopee. I've said it about this man for years. He's nuts. Now, I mean that in a good way. You know, come on. You guys know me well enough. No, I'm not calling him like a lunatic. Amen. I want you to stand to your feet this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I know that there are some needs in here today. Yeah. And the Lord was talking to me about this early today. Yeah. And so I want you to bow your heads and just worship the Lord for a moment.
You,
Father,
Lord.
We bless you. We praise
you.
We give you glory.
Hallelujah, Lord.
All of the thanksgiving.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Just pray in the Spirit if you pray in the Spirit. If you don't, just ask Him to fill you with the Spirit right now and pray in tongues. He'll bless you. He'll baptize you in the Holy Spirit right here. Right here,
thank
right
you,
now.
Lord.
Right, this atmosphere is right.
Thank you
right.
For your presence, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the fact that I pray in tongues. I pray in tongues every day.
Every day.
All the time.
All
I do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we bless you and give you the praise. Now, receive your healing right now.
Yes.
Some of you in here are needing healing in your bodies. Take it. Don't play around with it. Take it.
Receive.
Take that anointing. There's an anointing here right now.
Yes.
And it just
receive.
Rushed. I felt the anointing just swirl through
yeah.
here.
Yeah. It's like a wind. Fresh
yeah,
wind.
It is. That's that wind.
Fresh
of the
wind.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
In the name of Jesus, Father, the problem in the jaw today, the problem in the jaw, the pain up in the jaw bones.
Yes.
Who is that? That's
yeah,
you?
Glory. Love that.
Stay
Thank
here.
You. Yeah. Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I command that jaw to line
yes.
up with the word of God. You be the way God created you to be. Pain, go. Discomfort, go. Out of alignment, go.
Go. Good jaw.
Good jaw. In
Good
Jesus'
jaw.
Name. In Jesus. You receive
Perfect
that?
Jaw.
Just receive it. Just receive it.
Glory. Thank you, Lord, for that word.
Thank
you, Lord. You for that word of knowledge.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
That's all that is a word of knowledge.
Yes, it's powerful.
It's not just a word of knowledge, but it was something the Lord has for you today. Come on, put your hands up before the Lord. Just worship the Lord this day. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Just flow
yeah,
with
yeah.
whatever you got.
What the word of the Lord comes to me say to stay in the spirit is this jumped out at me. The Lord wants to heal some broken hearts this morning. See, we can see outward things, but he sees perfectly into the heart. And the anointing will heal that broken heart. So if that's you, in the name of Jesus, I want you just to receive. Supernatural healing, ha, ha, ha. Now I'm going to have to take authority. I'm going to have to take authority over that spirit of grief.
That's right.
And that wound of sorrow. Go.
Go.
In
Jesus'
woo.
Name.
I felt that.
Jesus' name.
Go in
right
Jesus'
now.
Name.
Right now.
No wound of sorrow. Everybody say it. No right. wound of sorrow.
No wound of sorrow.
Can live in me.
Can live in me.
I receive. Healing.
Healing.
No broken heart.
No broken heart.
I got the joy.
Ha
ha.
Ha
ha. Okay, I'll tell them that. Guess whose joy you got? You got Jesus' joy.
That's right.
Read it in John. Set it over it. Man, I feel that.
Yeah.
Woo, man, you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Is here today. Receive your healing. Receive
Woo.
It.
The presence is here. The presence, when his presence comes, that compassion starts rising up
yeah,
in me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Receive your debt canceled right now.
Yes, yes.
Come on, some of you have some debt. You need it canceled. Amen.
Yeah.
Receive it canceled.
Right now.
Stop your head right now from trying to figure out how
yeah.
that can happen.
You don't, yeah, it's good.
Has nothing to do with your head, has everything to do with your spirit grabbing a hold of what God is wanting to do. He's been pouring out financially. He has released things. I had a powerful, powerful prayer the other day driving out of this place. The Spirit of God hit me as I was driving out. Now, I don't close my eyes and start praying in tongues while I'm driving my car. You know that. But the Holy Spirit just flowed, and I was praying for a couple in this church
Glory.
Regarding their finances and things I was just made aware of.
That's a real pastor.
And in the name of receive it. You know who you
That's
are.
A real pastor.
Receive that miracle.
Yes. Supernatural provision.
And watch. Now, here's the temptation. The temptation is try to put the numbers in your head and figure out how it can happen.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Don't
Resist that like you would the sin to go out and get drunk.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
That's a sin. It's called reasoning. Mm-hmm. Bring them into line with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Bring it back into line with the Word of God. We've had people that have had debts of nearly $500,000 wiped out in this church. It was almost $500,000.
That's huge.
That's huge, is
right.
That's
huge.
If he can do it for one, right, he can do it for all. Receive it.
Receive it. Receive it right now. Supernatural provision.
This age.
Supernatural. When Jesus told them, dip it over there, they got it.
Come on,
thank you, Lord.
What you need. Let's get near the chair. Go over there to the chair because she'll go down like a ton of bricks.
Right here. Thank you, Ed. Okay.
In the name.
Yeah, go ahead and sit. Okay. Shh. Everybody stretch your hands toward our precious sister. Our precious sister, Yan Kunis. In Jesus' name. Ooh, I feel that. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural healing flow from the top of her head to the tip of her toes. In her hips, in her legs, in her head, in the creepy
in
the name of Jesus. Our sister shall leave for heaven healthy and just close her eyes and go to sleep
when she's ready.
When she's ready.
You got
when
it.
She's satisfied. Satisfied. Oh, she got the joy.
She does.
She got the joy.
She does.
She
thank
got
you,
the
Lord.
Joy.
Thank you, Lord.
She got the joy.
Glory. Yeah, and she's not anywhere near ready to go. She's got work to do.
Praise she's so her. Precious. She's Jesus. A mother in the faith.
Yeah.
Say, is that real? Yeah, read the book.
Yeah.
And so, Bergista Bandagisto, and the Bandagista Basto, Rista Bandagista Basto, and the Rocadista Bando, and the Rasto, Rost, Stos, in the Bando, Rocarabagin, Darabagosto. Rostarabasto, Barabaganda Badasto.
Thank you, Lord.
E Cristo Rabasisto, run to go. My dear ones, the word of the Lord comes to me saying, when you named this church, you named it right. For you are to be commended in this day and before these men and before this town that you have been a solid rock. That you have been a solid rock in this place. And notice, says the Lord, it's a solid rock. It's not a shaky rock. It's not a maybe rock. It's not an unsteady rock. It's a solid rock. And upon that rock, I have done many things. Oh, baribigandosto. Get ready for much more. Get ready for much more. You have the revelation of the rock that this town needs and that this hour needs, that this state needs. And it's the revelation of the rock that sets men free. And oh, the fruit shall bear many. So be commended, be honored. And yes, because of the Lord, be exalted this day. Because you bowed your knee, he does exalt you. In your faithfulness, oh, but your faithfulness has borne and will bear. Much, 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 much. Ha, 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 ha. Eternal fruit. Eternal fruit. In Jesus' name. Know the Lord is well pleased in you, his servants, and your guidance of these, his people, is his people as shepherds and teachers and facilitators. You are blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
And so is, what's this? Solid rock. Give the Lord praise.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. I received that.
I mean.
I received that. Thank you, Lord.
The move of the Holy Spirit, we cannot live without.
That's right. That's right.
We only trot along. We're not more than conquerors.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to be.
Yeah.
I see. I didn't know what that was.
I know.
But when I looked at that sign, the Holy Spirit starts stirring in me. I'll tell them that. I want you to say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Stir in me.
Stir in me.
I want some of that.
I want some of that.
Yeah.
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 Amen.
The freedom here in the Spirit will increase. Yes. But to glory.
Yeah.
But to glory. But to glory. It will increase to glory, not just to flesh, but to the glory of the Lord.
For the glory of the Lord.
For the glory of the Lord. Shoo.
Yeah.
Shoo.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, men don't have babies. But see, I had to deliver that baby. We don't have babies. But we were there when our wife did.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, okay. I'm working on that. I've cut my carbs recently. You're so blessed. You're so blessed.
That's good.
Are there any other words of knowledge?
Marvin has something that, I don't know. Just share it from there.
I had the unction earlier to speak out when you were asking for praise reports. And this, I believe, is what is to be taken by this church and by many in here to be able to receive things that we haven't received before. And what came out was when you made this statement, when we can see in the word, we can have it.
Yeah.
When we can see it in the word, we can have it.
That's good.
Yeah. And so I had a mishap and a fractured toe. And I'll not go through all that. What I want to get to is when my son and family tucked me in bed at night about 12 o'clock. And as I was laying there, my toe became pain, just pain after pain. And I never felt such pain as I felt at that time. And so I knew right then that I had to see it be healed. Healed by the Word of God.
Well.
And the Word of God was in the Great Commission, cast out the devil.
Yeah.
Cast out the devil. And so as I began casting out the devil, then I saw that the word has to come, that we cannot go without resisting the devil.
No.
We got to resist.
We submit, so we resist.
We resist the devil. And so from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock, I knew I had to keep up. I had to resist the devil. When we resist the devil, we're going to get the victory. Pain stopped.
Glory.
2 o'clock.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let the devil overcome you. Resist that devil. Keep resisting that devil.
Christ bore your pain. So you don't have to bear it. And God's not the author of the pain that's coming at you. So you have to resist that with a vehemence, with a dedication.
Pastor, can I add this congregation's agreement and faith to the confession that we just made on the weekend? Because, see, you're the remnant. You're the remnant. You might as well get over it.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
You're the remnant. And I'm part of the remnant. And the remnant's going to be the ones that turn things around. It ain't going to be the Hully Scully and the Lukey Jukey. It ain't going to happen, Captain. It's going to be the right on turned on. So I want you to say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We resist.
We resist.
The devil's plan.
The devil's plan.
Over the USA.
Over the USA.
And we tell you.
And we tell you.
Come down.
Come down.
Come down.
Come down.
We say.
We say.
Righteousness.
Righteousness.
Will exalt this nation.
Will exalt this nation.
Not wickedness.
Not wickedness.
Devil.
Devil.
Your plan.
Your plan.
Is executed.
Is executed.
As ending.
As ending.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Now give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey. Believer, one believer has authority over everything the devil has to offer. Thank you, Lord.